This is Wade Brathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Roughly 2 million people who work for the federal government were told that it may be illegal for them to participate in informal workplace discussions about their opinion of President Trump, a pronouncement that legal specialists say breaks new ground in Hatch Act interpretation, and many criticize as going too far. The agency has been forced by the outcry to walk it back. Killing of a young black man and former soldier who acted as a good Samaritan in an Alabama mall shooting is raising questions about the disparate treatment of gun rights for African Americans and the racist assumptions that they are the criminals rather than the protectors. Agricultural Secretary Sonny Perdue dispatched a letter to every governor prodding them to impose statewide work requirements on able-bodied food stamp recipients without dependent children, potentially affecting nearly 4 million people in the 36 states that do not do so now. In the wake of the protests in 2017 in the St. Louis area, a 22-year police veteran working undercover was beaten so badly that he couldn't eat and lost 20 pounds. A federal grand jury has indicted the three officers in assault as well as another officer. Prosecutors released text messages showing the officers bragging about assaulting protesters, with one even noting that going rogue does feel good. Chinese Communist Party has 89 million members, nearly 7% of the country's population. Marriott International revealed that it had a data breach of 500 million people through its Starwood subsidiary and that they had been breached since 2014. Michael Cohen, Donald Trump's personal lawyer, pleaded guilty to yet another charge of lying to Congress. In this case, the revelation concerned the length of time that Trump continued to be involved in trying to make a deal in Russia up until he received the Republican nomination. After being caught and responsible for paid actors to support a new plant proposal in New Orleans, Entergy has offered to pay $5 million to the New Orleans City Council, but insists it's a donation, not a fine, and that the city has no right to penalize it. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Brathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.